Hi, thank you for calling Yang's Drain and Plumbing.
Yang's Drain and Plumbing.
Yep, James from Local Splash. The second test that I did just now, I didn't hear anything.
Same here. So, okay, when I answer, I was like, hello, Yang's Drain and Plumbing, nothing. And then here, I took a screenshot of it. The app was just... Okay, here, let me show you. So it just says call connected, and then the time on it does not run. So call connected, right? So the app, right? It would say call connected, but then the time doesn't run. So I'm not sure if we're connected or not, but I answered. It's like just having it. It's, I don't know what to call it. I don't know, freezing, glitching, whatever it is.
Yeah, and yeah,
and even hanging up. And even hanging up on that call, because it was already blank. It was nothing. No time running. Even me hitting the red button to hang up, it would, had a little delay, too, like a second or two delay, too, before it actually hung up the call. So I don't know.
Hang up had a delay. Yeah, and we don't want, you know, one out of every three tests, you know, or calls to be good, you know, because this one sounds like it was fine, and you answered right away, so there was no delay or anything.
Pretty much, this is kind of what I've been dealing with, James. So even all these testings, I'm glad we're doing it live like this to show you, but this is kind of how it's been with these last couple of, you know, issues I've been having that I've been having to call in. It's exactly this, you know, it'll connect and don't want to connect. It'll have that number calling in at the same time. Like it's you know.
And to me, it seems like it's, you know, it has to be something that, like, it doesn't seem like it's device specific because it's happening on other devices.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been just taking notes of all of our tests that we've done here. So mm-hmm. I'll give all this information to, you know, my supervisor and our tech department.
Do you think my device needs to be updated? Like, let's say it's an iPhone, right? Does it need to be, my software need to be updated and whatnot too, or no? Or that shouldn't matter?
I don't believe that should matter, but it's always, you know, safe to say to make sure that you're on the latest device version.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Can we find out to see if that matters? Because I know here's the
if it does. You know, if it
because all three okay. Because I have my personal phone, the work phone, and then my wife's phone, right? All three iPhones. She did the latest version update, and she didn't like it, so I've never updated the software on my two phones. So I don't know if that's a problem or not. I don't think it should
be. I'll inform them, you know, our tech team of that to see if maybe that, you know, if that could be you know, the reason
but
why.
But I do not wish to update the software. I don't know if you own iPhones, but every freaking update is just a damn...
And they make it more slow, too. Like, every update they put out makes the device age so much.
Like, I'm barely getting used to the last update, or I like it, and now they change it up. Now, to get to the camera, I have to press three extra buttons or something like that. It's like, dude, for what?
Yeah, so I'll let you know that you prefer not to update it, but, you know, we want to see if maybe that is, you know, that could be the reason why.
Each software update, it screws me up, and I hate it. Like the iPhone updates, right? And you know, I like the calculator and all. And every time they update, now something with the calculator's off, or the camera, or even texting. I don't know.
Yeah, and even if something slightly changes around, it just makes the whole feel of it.
Yeah.
Feel off.
Oh yeah. So I have not updated both my phones. I'm not sure if that's the case, but I feel like it shouldn't. My phones, they both still work great. You know, you could call me, you know, directly, and the phones will answer. It's just with the you know, Local Splash app that's doing all these connections. Really, that's just porting over the number. That's where we're getting all the issues. But, yeah, let me know. I really wish I did not want to, you know, have to do the update on it. So.
Yeah, and we're definitely looking into this, and a lot of, you know, a lot of our top brass are looking into this account specifically.
Okay.
You know, we're just trying to identify and see what, like, why it's happening here. Because it's not happening on a mass scale with, you know, other clients. So that's why it's, you know, kind of hard to pinpoint on what, you know, what's going on here with it. But
is it,
I'll relay all.
Is it just mainly me, or you guys are having a few others that are having this issue too?
Not like this. And this is one that I've seen, you know, firsthand now, like on our tests, you know, where it, you know, went silent on the second test.
Yeah.
And then, you know, the first one, it sounded like it forwarded to your other number, even though you, you know, your number directly, even though you answered on the app. So I haven't seen one that had issues like this.
Well,
in most cases, it's just changing the you know, forwarding number that, you know, other clients want. But no issues like this.
Right. Cause then earlier, and one thing I forgot to mention to her, but she kind of showed me, but, lately, right, if I answer and then it doesn't connect, they leave voicemails, right, voice messages. And if I go back to the app, right, to listen to it, it won't let me listen to it. It'll just show that it's loading, right? But she told me to go on the, what do we call it? The
dashboard, yeah.
Dashboard, there we go. And that's where I was able to hear it, you know? So it's something with the app, the mobile app or something, or I really don't know, but.
Yeah, I did inform them of the voicemail issue already, you know, when you notified Catherine of it. So but we did mention that, and then I'll forward everything that, you know, happened on this call.
So should we leave it on this phone, on this device, or should we switch it back to the other device? What do you think?
I would say maybe give it to the end of the day. If you notice that it's still having the same issues, you know, if you feel like the other device had less issues, then I would recommend switching back to that one. But I would just say, you know, maybe give it to the end of the day at least, and then try to make a judgment on there.
Okay, that's fine. And then I'll hear back from you guys later, maybe, or Monday or something, or.
Yeah, we'll inform you, you know, once we, you know, have anything conclusive here, or any findings, or if we need to do any other tests, you know, we'll give you a call.
Yeah, can we do one more test and just call in? I'm sure we're still going to be having issues, but I really.
Yeah. Yeah, we can do one more test to see if, how it works.
Okay, thanks.
Alrighty, thank you.